91.5 WMFO Medford.
Said you took a big trip. They said you moved away. Happened oh so quietly, they say. Shoulda took a picture, something I could keep. Buy a little frame, something cheap. Everyone says hi. Said you sailed a big ship. Said you sailed away. Didn't know the right thing to say. I'd love to get a letter, like to know what's what. Hope the weather's good and it's not too hot for you. Everyone says hi. Everyone says hi. Everyone says don't stay in a sad place where they don't care how you are. Everyone says hi. If the money is lousy, you can always come. The food gets you leery. You can always poem. We could do all the good things. We could do it, we could do it, we could do it. Don't stay in a bad place where they don't care how you are. Everyone says hi.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
It's WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. covering for Joyce the Voice today. Doing 4 hours of David Bowie. Been playing around a little bit, playing a whole bunch of singles for you from in between 1968 up until now. Still haven't gotten to Black Star yet. I am going to play the entirety of the Diamond Dogs album, which is probably my favorite David Bowie album. So many great songs, but this one altogether is probably my favorite consistent album. I love Ziggy Stardust and Aladdin Sane and all the others, but for some reason, Diamond Dogs holds a special place to my heart. I remember listening to an eight track in my buddy's garage over and over and over again, and it's just the height of glam rock for me. I think it's fantastic. So I'm going to start you up with the entire album of Diamond Dogs coming up here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO Medford. David Bowie died 2 years ago today on January 10th, 2016. And we miss him, of course. He released Black Star 4 days before he died, and he had those eerie little videos that came out. The guy knew he was dying. He was an artist up until the end, and just a genius. I mean, you only come across a few geniuses in life, and he was one of them. So the entirety of Diamond Dogs coming up next.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Death, as the last few corpses lay rotting on the slimy thoroughfare. The shutters lifted an ancient temperance building high on Poacher's Hill, and red mutant eyes gazed down on Hunger City. No more big wheels. Fleas the size of rats sucked on rats the size of cats, and 10,000 peopleoids split into small tribes, coveting the highest of the sterile skyscrapers like packs of dogs assaulting the glass fronts of Lavney Avenue, ripping and re-wrapping mink and shiny silver frocks, now neck warmers, family badge of sapphire and cracked emerald. In the day now, the gear of the Diamond Dogs.
As they pulled you shot. Like a portrait in flash, or trails on a leash. Will you see?
Can't stop trying till we break up our minds, till the sun lifetime storm, freezing your brain. Do you think that your face looks the same? Then let it be. It's all I ever wanted. It's a street with a deal and a taste. It's got claws, it's got me, it's got you.
I'm looking for the treason that I knew in 65. Beware the South.
Thank you.
There you go. That's the entirety of Diamond Dogs here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. I'm going to play some more Bowie for you. 855-915-WMFO. We lost him 2 years ago today. One of the greatest artists of the 20th and 21st century, because he lived in the 21st century. Bowie was just amazing. He was a craftsman, a great writer. He had his personas. He did all kinds of stuff. He was great. I love him. Anyway, all Bowie till 7 p.m. You want to call in. 855-915-WMFO is the request line if you want to hear a Bowie song. Right now, how about some Blue Jean here on Time Travel?
Blue Jean. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.